So how does cancer arise if it's not due to a single gene mutation? Well, it turns out that cancer is complex and multigenic and has to exhibit many different hallmarks that were introduced in part one. Thus, carcinogenesis requires multiple inactivating, overexpressing, and/or overactivating mutations in multiple genes. These can really be divided into three different areas: initiation, promotion, and progression. For a cancer to be initiated, there has to be a sequential progression of mutation accumulation. These mutations have to give the cell a growth or survival advantage over neighboring cells. It may gain the ability to divide limitlessly, and the tumor can only expand when it can outcompete neighboring cells for precious resources, and will only progress when cells accumulate additional mutations, allowing cells to become malignant, invading tissues and destroying healthy non-cancerous tissues, and potentially metastasizing by spreading to other locations.